Neeta, a claim made by New South Wales parliamentarian Shaked Mossaman last week that no Jews in pre-state Israel were ever harmed by Palestinians has outraged political and Jewish community leaders. Shaked Mossaman is, of course, the first Muslim MP in the New South Wales Parliament, and he said that neither Palestinian Muslims nor Palestinian Christians ever harmed the Jewish people of Palestine. Now, in his speech, he also said that the late Shimon Peres was partly responsible for the uprooting of Palestinian people, and these comments have been condemned by New South Wales MPs, including the opposition leader Luke Foley, who told the Jewish News this week that his comments were disappointing and inappropriate. Now, this all comes, Neeta, a week after Australian Greens leader Richard Di Natale caused outrage in Canberra after he delivered a speech also about Shimon Peres, which was condemned by Michael Danby as shameful and disgusting. Vikaladev, the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, said that Mossaman's speech says everything one needs to know about this politician, that he would use a condolence motion for a Nobel Peace Prize winner to air his obsessive falsehoods and fictional accounts of history. And Luke Foley, the Labour leader, told the Jewish News that a condolence motion is an occasion to acknowledge a deceased person's achievements, not a platform for a political attack on them. And the Jewish News tried to contact Shaked Mossaman for comment, but he declined the offer. You can read more on that story in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, good news for the Australian Jewish community. In fact, news that makes the community very proud. A Sydney teenager, Ben Pasternak, age 17, currently living in the Big Apple in New York, has been named by Time magazine as one of the most influential teenagers in the world. What an achievement.
It's an incredible achievement, Neeta, especially for a 17-year-old. As you said, Ben Pasternak, he's originally from Sydney and he moved to New York City all by himself so he can pursue his passion in app making. Now, your listeners might know the name Pasternak because he's actually the grandson of our owner and publisher, Robert McGid, the owner of the Jewish News. And a big mazel tov to him and the family. He's been named by Time magazine as one of the 30 most influential teenagers of 2016. And there are some very notable names on this list, including Barack Obama's daughters, Sasha and Malia Obama, as well as Jaden Smith, the actor Will Smith's son. So a distinguished list of names, including our very own Ben Pasternak. And I spoke to his mum, Anna, this week, who was very excited. She felt a mixture of pride and confusion when she heard the news. She said that you just read these kind of things and smile. They don't feel real. And she said that Ben was very excited and very proud of the accolade. Now, he's only 17, Neeta. He's living away from home in another country. I asked his mother, how's he coping living away from home? And she said that he's coping remarkably well. She says, I can't believe it. I thought he would last about 3 months. And he's been there for well over a year. And she says that her son is blossoming and having the most remarkable experience. So a big mazel tov to Ben Pasternak, who has been named one of the most influential teenagers in the world for 2016.
And by Time magazine, which is a very prestigious magazine, can you tell our listeners what was the first app that he designed?
Neeta, in 2014, he designed a game called Impossible Rush. He was sitting at Redham House, he was in class, and he was bored, and he thought, you know what, I'm going to do something, I'm going to design an app. And that app was a huge success, with people downloading it all over Australia and all over the world, in fact, and it resulted in Australian news crews clamoring to interview the teenager, and that's how it all kicked off. And since then, he's been building apps and developing, and he's got another one on the horizon, which he's finalizing at the moment. So we'll all be watching his movements very closely, and another big mazel tov to Ben Pasternak and his family.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, Shabbat Project is coming back. The year has gone so far since the last one.
It has indeed, Neeta. I remember writing about the Shabbat Project this time last year. I can't believe that it's been 12 months, and as you said, it's back, and there are a number of exciting events as part of this year's Shabbat Project, including a communal Kabbalat Shabbat, which will be held on the sand at Bondi Beach before sunset on Friday, November 11. And the whole community is invited to attend this Kabbalat Shabbat. It will be a moving experience. There will be music there with people coming together as one, united ahead of Shabbat. The whole community is invited to attend. And it's just one of more than 80 events taking place this year as part of the Shabbat Project. In partnership with more than 50 organizations, events will range from challah bakes to cook-offs, kids' events, and Shabbat dinners. To register for this event, go to shabbatproject.org.au/participate, and you could read more on that story in this week's paper.
Evan, there is a Jewish artist exhibiting in Sculptures by the Sea in Tamarama Beach.
Nitsa, as if you needed another reason to check out this amazing exhibition, there's actually a Jewish artist by the name of Mark Shatner, and together with his wife, Gilly, they have a work in Sculpture by the Sea by the name of A Buried Rhino. It's that big rhino sculpture that some of your listeners might have seen. It's exhibited at Tamarama Beach, and it's proved very, very popular amongst visitors who have come along to see the exhibition, especially kids who have been playing with it. Now, earlier on in the week, there was a huge swell at Tamarama Beach, massive waves, and that actually destroyed some of the artworks and damaged some of them. But luckily for this Jewish artist, his artwork survived and remains at this exhibition. It's on show until November 6th. If you haven't yet gone to check it out, have a look. Sculpture by the Sea, it's great fun for the whole family.
Evan, with the Jewish festivals behind us, there are so many other events coming up in the Jewish community.
That's right, Nitsa. There's always something going on in this community. On Sunday, November 6th will be the Najex commemoration, the Remembrance Day ceremony, which will be held at the Sydney Jewish Museum. It starts at 9:45 a.m. and the keynote speaker will be Gillian Skinner, who is the New South Wales Health Minister, and she'll actually be speaking about her family's military experiences. So that's next Sunday, November 6th at 9:45 a.m. And later on in the week, on Wednesday, November 9th, is the annual Kristallnacht commemoration, and that will be held at the Sydney Jewish Museum as well. So two very important events to attend, and obviously the community is invited to both. And Nitsa, for your Melbourne listeners, there will be a Kristallnacht commemoration at the Jewish Holocaust Center next Sunday, November 6th. The keynote speaker will be Dr. Conrad Queet, who will be speaking about Australian responses to the Holocaust. So Kristallnacht commemoration is happening across Australia next week.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much and have a great week.